Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Part of my day, always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I can only imagine how wonderful it is for you to be here. And that's the story I'm sticking to. Wally Bach is our guest. We're going to have a great visit with him. I don't know why I'm a little crazy today. Somehow these days I'm like that more and more. I don't know what it is. I'm just enjoying life. I'm enjoying what I do. I'm so proud of what you do, small business owners. I don't know what to do. And Wally Bach is in locked shoulders with me on that one. Wally's a best-selling author and one of the smartest guys I know. He's been helping a lot of people fulfill their dream of writing a book and getting it published and getting it out there where people can enjoy it. And he's here to talk to us about some books that he thinks we should pay attention to. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know that I'm so happy to be here that I start to twitch before.
You're all a Twitter, aren't you? You know, we were all a Twitter before there was a Twitter, folks. Wally, by the way, folks,
that's
as
true.
I remind you, is an original founding member, a 20-plus year member of our Brain Trust. Wally, what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought today we'd talk about a couple of the books that I've read over the summer that I think are worth reading. The quick review, and then we can go back to the top, is one of them is The Excellence Dividend, which is Tom Peters' latest book.
Right.
The second one is Great at Work. That's by Morton Henson. If that name's familiar, he did a book with Jim Collins a few years ago called Great by Choice. Now he's done on his own that's really good. And then the third one is a marketing book, actually a book about marketing copy. It's called Building a Story Brand, by a fellow named Don Miller. And all three of those are both good books, and I think good books, but good books for small business people, because they all have lessons you can use, even if you're not in some kind of grand corporate scheme.
Let's start with Tom Peters. I mean, remind the audience who Tom Peters is. I mean, his name is known to them, but remind them why anything he does is worth reading.
Well, back in 1982, he and a guy named Bob Waterman wrote a book called In Search of Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a different business book than most of the business books that had been written up to that time. And it went on the New York Times bestseller list and stayed there for 3 years. It was the first business book ever to be on the list, and I think it's still the one that's been on the longest. Since then, he's done another 20 books. He speaks all over the world. He's done columns. Two things about him that I think are important. Number one is he changed the discussion about how we run companies. Up till the time of In Search of Excellence and Peters and his group, it was mostly about numbers and getting it all right, and that's still important. But he talks about people and creativity and innovation and trying stuff out and all the stuff that's now common talk. This is his latest book, and it's kind of a summation of the last 35 years. So if you knew who Tom Peters was before I gave you that little bio, and you like Tom Peters, this is a good book, but it's a different book than In Search of Excellence was. It's not
this?
As formal. It's kind of the Tom Peters in an open collar shirt, just getting to rant about whatever he wants to.
Well, let me stick a little personal note in here. This work, this body of work, is what made me focus on the concept of don't try to be perfect, just be excellent, and see, this speaks to small business owners I think more than they realize it in before they think about it, because as you know, when you and I do things in our businesses, it's perfect because we did it. And I'm not being flippant because if you and I did it, it's the way we want it, and therefore by definition, it's perfect, right? And so the problem we run into as small business owners is the delegating thing. That's what holds us back more than anything. And you cannot delegate. You cannot grow. You cannot have a long-term sustainable business if you can't delegate. And you can't delegate if you can't get over perfect. And the only thing that will make you, the only thing that will substitute perfect in your mind, the next step, the only logical next step that you can get to, that you can any way possibly live with, is excellence. And my point is, this body of work that you're talking about by Peters and his co-authors, that made me think about that. You know what? Why are we stuck? Well, we're stuck because we're trying to be perfect, and everybody we want to delegate to isn't perfect like we are, and therefore we just stay small.
That's true. But the other thing that I think is big about Peters and small businesses is, if you're in a big business and you read this book, you've got to figure out sort of how to do it on the fly. You know, how do I do it in spite of the place where I am?
Right.
But if you're a small business person, you can do all the stuff that he talks about, all the stuff that takes, you know, approval in a big business, you can just go ahead and do.
Yeah.
He talks about
without a committee.
You don't have any choice.
Without a committee or board approval. What's the dividend? Net out the dividend. Give people a little bit of a peek into this thing. We know what excellence is. What is the dividend?
Well, the dividend in the title is more for big companies and the economy than it is for a small business folks. It's about how there's going to be jobs and all the rest of it. I think the dividend for small business people is that there is a whole bunch of ways that you can do better that you don't have to go and ask permission for.
Right.
And this book has got stuff to read, reading lists, recommendations, quotations. If you want to read it as a book of quotations where you just dip into it and find a page,
it's worth it just for
that. If you want to read the various chapters, do that. It's a great book for the person who is, I mean, you and I both have businesses and have had businesses. And one of the things that you learn there is that you have this incredible opportunity to do stuff.
Hold on to that thought, Wally.
I gotta
go to a break. We're gonna take a quick one right back with Wally. He's fired up about this. We got a couple more books to tell you about after the break. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.